It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, this is Glenn. Glenn Coble, and we're doing Swap Shop now. Just had a nice hour and 45 minutes with James Anderson, the naturalist from Marion County, giving us all sorts of information about critters and plants and stuff like that, and programs. And one of the things that he and I forgot to talk about was the pardoning of the turkeys from the White House. Well, here's what Google says. President George H.W. Bush was the first to formally grant the bird a presidential pardon. And I believe it's up to two birds now. But he took his cue from the animal rights activists who were picketing nearby. Now, the National Thanksgiving turkey presentation is a time-honored American tradition, which marks its 71st year this year, going back to a ceremony that took place in 1947. But they didn't pardon those birds. They didn't pardon the birds until, what was it? I forgot the date. Well, it was under George H.W. Bush's presidency, and that's when they decided to pardon him. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know that. We forgot to mention that on the show earlier. Hey, you're on Swap Shop, and because of all the problems, as you heard in our news announcements, we're struggling to get control of this COVID-19 again. It's spiking upward again, and so if you're going to call in and give, you want to sell some of your things, like your toaster oven or your, you know, kitchen tools or hammers, whatever you want to sell. The only thing we don't take is things that require a legal registration, like your car or a gun or a boat or a house, those type of things. We will not take those. But other things we'll be glad to. And we'll also be glad to take information about bazaars from churches. You know, we're getting into that season again. And we do have a note here. Clarendon United Methodist Church on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 14th, which is this Saturday, right? This Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be all kinds of homemade gifts and baked goods and sweets and homemade noodles, crafts, much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed, though. So wear a mask and make sure that you stay away from, you know, stay 6 feet away from people. And so far, the governor has not said we can't do that. So that's where we are. Oh, by the way, also on the 14th, which is Saturday, the Center Street Community Health Center is offering free COVID tests. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, that's at 136 West Center Street here in Marion, right? Almost across the street from us. Now, I'm pretty sure they're going to have it as a drive-through, or it's going to be out in their parking lot, which is behind that building. I'm pretty sure about that. You don't have to have a doctor's note. You'll probably get your results within 3 to 5 days. It says, please bring insurance card if available. If you have an insurance card, that'll help them pay for some of that. But it's open to all. All ages are welcome. Now, some of the common symptoms that they say you might be suffering from, that if you have all of these symptoms, you should go by. But if you have some of them, think about it. And if you have, especially if you have fever or chills. Now, coughs are a little bit more common at this time of the year. I have one occasionally. Muscle aches, they're very common in people my age. Shortness of breath, if you have that, you need to consider going and getting this test. Headache, and loss of taste and smell, as well as chronic tiredness. So make sure you take care of yourself, okay? If there are any one of the other things is on Saturday, November 14th, we talked about that on the previous show. The Tallgrass Trail is going to host a birding day, and it's going to go, it's going to be at the Tallgrass Trail at the Epsyville Road section, and that's going to start at 8 a.m., so you're going to have to get up early. You should meet at the Epsyville Baptist Church. If you want to go to that, it would be a good idea to call ahead to find out that they haven't reached their limit. I think they are allowed 9 people other than James, who is the naturalist. That phone number, you ready? And then I'll give you the phone number here where you can call if you have anything you want to sell or anything you want to announce. But the first number is the number to the Tallgrass Trail people. That's 740-223-4161. 740-223-4161. That's if you are interested in doing that birding on November 14th at the Epsyville Road section of the Tallgrass Trail at 8 a.m. Ooh, gonna have to get up early. Also, if you want to call in and sell some of your tchotchkes, or you want to make an announcement about garage sales you might have, or like the Caledonia United Methodist Church, you may have a bazaar coming up. We're getting to that season. You can call us here at 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. So you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and I'm Glenn Coble. I've pulled aside several quotes, and these quotes are from important people in politics. I thought it was a good idea to do this at this time. As you know, we're all kind of waiting for President Trump to acknowledge that President-elect Biden has won the election. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. That's up to them. But it keeps politics right on the front burner. So I pulled up a bunch of these quotes that I thought you might be interested in. They're quotes from people like Patton, Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Mark Twain, President Lincoln, Obama, John Quincy Adams. They're from Ronald Reagan. They're from all sorts of people. And I thought I'd read them. We'll talk about them. If you want to call me and give me your favorite quote from political quote, I'd love to hear it, as long as we can announce it on public radio. We don't want any bad language. The first quote I have is from Mark Twain, and Mark Twain was known to be a little crusty, but this one is pretty straight. This is one of his, it's a pretty famous quote from Mark Twain. We are all called the nations of inventors. And we are. We could still claim that title and wear its loftiest honors if we had stopped with the first thing we ever invented, which was human liberty. That's that's a kind of a touching Mark Twain. Most of his stuff was very humorous, and this kind of hits right at the where you live if you happen to be an American. The thing that we invented was human liberty. Now, back then, when Mark Twain was around, there wasn't quite as much human liberty as we've gotten now, and we've got a long way to go. So what he said back then is a growing, the quote is growing in its relevancy. How's that sound? All right. Now, when I was working previous to working here, I had a book that I had created of about 10 pages long of quotes, and I can't find it to say. I love quotes. I guess it's because I'm not smart enough to think them. So I love to hear what other people say. I'm trying to see what this came from. Okay. There was a thing on here that was not accredited to anybody, so I'm going to leave it alone because it's kind of controversial. I'll leave that one alone. How's that? Here's another one. This one is from President Harry S. Truman. You remember him? No, you probably don't. I was born while he was president, so that's how old I am. I'm an old guy. This is a quote from Harry Truman. America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and on unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. We need to get a little bit of that back, of what Harry Truman was saying. Back then, we had just ended World War II, and it was very important that we did things back then. We had to have courage. We were sending our young men and women to be killed just previous to, Truman was actually in the White House when World War II was still going on. If you'll recall correctly, he's the guy that decided to drop the atomic bombs, the two bombs on Japan, which did eventually end the war in Asia. Also ended the lives of several hundreds, I think, 200,000 people, something like that. A horrible time of our history, but also something that will be debated forever, whether that was important to do or not important to do, whether it was humane or inhumane. Obviously, the Japanese people wouldn't say it was humane, but if it did save hundreds of thousands of people from having to go battle, do war in Japan and along the Southeastern Asia area, maybe it was. I'm going to leave that up to you. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not quite sure where I stand on that, whether it was humane or inhumane. It was probably a little of both, right? So Harry Truman said, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. We seem to be lacking a little bit of courage right now. And our imagination seems to be a little stilted as well. Hopefully we will find that determination and beat this stupid COVID virus. That's something that we're struggling to do. I went into the grocery store yesterday. It's my Wednesday thing to do. And there were people usually younger males, but there were other people that apparently didn't feel the necessity to wear a mask. But I think we're at our highest level ever of illness of this. I think it would be a better idea if you would put a mask on, not only for people around you, but also for yourself. Now, there is, I guess, a little bit of misconception about whether it helps the person who's wearing it or whether it helps the person that that person is talking to. But according to Dr. Fauci, it helps both sides. It helps the person wearing it as well as the person who is wearing it who he's speaking to. So let's just do it. It's that it's easy. I wear one every time I'm out in public. I wear one. I don't wear one at home. My wife and I have decided if one of us is going to give it to the other one, then we ought to both go anyway, right? I know it's not really a laughing matter, but you can only go so far at home. I also don't wear it while I'm doing my daily walk. But I do not come in contact with anybody while I'm doing that. And if somebody happens to be walking on the sidewalk toward me, I walk out into the street, so I avoid them by a good 10 feet, if not more. But think about it. I think everybody should be concerned about their fellow American who they're talking to. All right. This one is Jesse Ventura. Remember Jesse Ventura? He was the governor of Minnesota for a while. He was also a well-known wrestler. And they claim here he was an actor, but the stuff I saw him acting in, I wouldn't call it acting. He was just being himself. All right, this is what he said. There is much more to being a patriot and a citizen than reciting the pledge or raising the flag. Nothing truer could be said. And that includes wearing your mask and distancing yourself from other people. Please, 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 we have Thanksgiving coming 2 weeks from today. Think about what you're doing. If you're going to have a big family gathering, please make sure everybody is wearing a mask. Try to make it so that you're sitting far enough away from each other that you won't affect people around you. Now, I know it's really hard, and you can't eat with a mask on. So if you're going to have a big meal, you better have a lot of space. That's all I can say. Now, my wife and I and my sister-in-law will probably get together, but we will be a good 6 feet apart. And all three of us wear our masks all the time, and we're pretty confident that the other person doesn't have anything. But, you know, confidence doesn't necessarily mean you're right. Be careful. Be careful, please. We want to have you come back here and listen to James talking about turkeys and animals. We want you to tune us in next week when we have our discussion about presidents. Fred's going to come on and talk about all the early presidents, not the later ones, he said. So Fred Malone will be on next Thursday, and we hope you join that in. And if you're sick, we're not going to get to talk to you. So don't get sick. Take care of yourself. Go get your flu shot, too. I did. I'm fighting with my wife. She says she never goes out of the house, so why does she need a flu shot? Well, I'm going to get her in there. And she's afraid to go out of the house to go get her flu shot. So I don't know. We will have discussions about that. I will eventually win on that one. hope she's not listening. Okay, it's 12:35, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 here on the FM dial. And we're in the middle of Swap Shop, which we don't expect to get a lot of business in Swap Shop just because of this COVID virus. That's why I do a lot of stories, and I will read. I'm looking at a couple of stories that I might read next week during this period. I also do a lot of trivia, and today I decided to read some of these quotes. They're political quotes. I don't think they're offensive. I think they're pretty strong, and I think they're bipartisan. They're the type of a quote that you and I can listen to no matter what side of the aisle we support. Okay, here's another one. Let's listen to this one. This is from World War II director of the United States Office of War Information, Elmer Davis. That was his title. He was the World War II director of the United States Office of War Information. Elmer Davis said, "This nation will remain the land of the free only as long as it's the home of the brave." Now, that's a pretty famous quote. I'm sure you've heard that from other people. Matter of fact, I think I've even seen it as a bumper sticker. Pretty famous quote that we are the land of the free as long as we are the home of the brave. And also, while I'm at it, as one veteran to other veterans, I honor your service the day after Veterans Day here in the United States. My service was embarrassingly easy during the Vietnam War. A lot of my friends were not so lucky. I was lucky enough to be stationed out of Washington, D.C. the whole time, except for when I was in basic training. I went to Fort Lost in the Woods, Fort Leonard Woods in Missouri, the state of Missouri. I still have one pair of my boxer shorts, and I kept them because they were all red from the clay. When you crawled under the machine gun fire, you got your white, whatever you had on that was white was no longer white. It was red from the clay. It was an interesting time to be in the service. Not a great time for a lot of people, but I was lucky enough to be in the United States Army Field Band, and we performed all over the United States, all over Central and South America. The traveling musical representative of the United States, and got to see a lot of interesting things. The only time I've ever been south of the equator, we went to Quito, Ecuador, and that was south of the equator. Now, nobody brought Poseidon on board the airplane as we went down there, but anyway, I have been south of the equator. I guess that's a thing of honor. It really didn't seem any different to me. However, it was still south of the border, so I changed seasons, right? If it was summer here, it was winter there. Not that you would know when you're at the equator, it's hot. We were pretty high up in the mountains, so it wasn't hot. But as we went down to the sea level, it got hot to get on the airplanes. Okay. This is a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, a famous American poet. America is another name for opportunity. Our whole history appears like a last effort of divine providence on behalf of the human race. Now, let's hope that is true. Right now, there are a lot of people that were afraid that we were not honoring that we were not helping the human race. But that's another story, and I'm glad that election is over with, or so it's over with. Now, you might be hearing a beeping in the background. I have no idea what it's coming from, so I'm just going to ignore it. We'll ignore it together, right? All right. Here's a quote from Bill Clinton. Now, I told you I was going to have bipartisan stuff, so we've got stuff from Republican and Democratic presidents. So I'm going to read them all if I have time. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what's right with America. Kind of a twist of language there. That was by Bill Clinton. With nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America. An interesting view of our strengths and our weaknesses. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you have anything that you want to sell, or if you want to have an event that you want to talk about, give us a call. 740-383-9944. We do have an announcement from Clarendon United Methodist Church. The Clarendon Church will have, they're on State Route 95 in Clarendon, and it'll be holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 4th. That's this coming Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. So please wear your mask and stay 6 feet away from other people. That was one of the biggest joys I had as a young person. As you all know, I'm sure by now, my father was a Methodist minister. And going to the holiday bazaars were great fun. Now, our bazaars that my dad's church put on, they had a lot of, you know, it's kind of like a garage sale. There was lots of stuff brought in by people who just wanted to sell stuff to make money for the church. They weren't making money for themselves. So they'd bring in a toaster and sell it for $5. And that $5 would go to the church. They'd bring in a pecan pie and sell it for $5, and that money would go to the church. All sorts of things. And then the Women's Society, which my mother was a member of, and if you were a woman of that time, that was a big thing to be a member of the Women's Society of the Methodist Church. And they made all sorts of stuff, much like this Clarendon Methodist Church. They say they're going to have homemade noodles, baked goods, sweets, things like that. Oh, that was always wonderful food. I'm surprised I didn't get as big as I am now back then, because I ate all of it. I loved all that stuff. And so anyway, I hope that you can get out to this at the Clarendon United Methodist Church out there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you be very careful by masking and staying distance from other people. Now, if you're interested in sending, you know, things like that in, we have an address we will give to you here in a moment so that you can mail it in, so you don't have to call in. You can keep, you don't have to hear yourself on the radio, and nobody else does either. Just call, mail it in to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Here, I'll give that to you again in case you didn't get it all written down. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we'd love to hear from you. Send that in, and we'll announce your whatever you're trying to get rid of. And or if you have an event that's going on that you'd like to. Now, don't forget also that Center Street Community Health Center is going to be offering a COVID check. It's going to be there. You don't even need a doctor's note or anything. And your results will be somewhere between 3 and 5 days. So they do ask that you bring your insurance card if you have one available. November 14th at between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at 136 West Center Street in Marion. I'm guessing it'll be in the parking lot behind that building, and all ages are welcome, and you can go get checked for this dread disease, COVID-19. All right? All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and we're going to continue on with a few more of these quotes. This one happens to be from John Kennedy. Let every nation know, where it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, in order to assure the survival and the success of liberty. That's a pretty heavy-duty statement. They're going to do everything in our power to make sure that liberty is successful. And what some people think of liberty, other people think other things of liberty. I had somebody, I think they were trying to be snipey, on Facebook. They said the United States was not a democracy. It was a republic. Well, I looked up both terms last night, and I must admit to you, I didn't understand the difference. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, just a heads up for people that want to get tested for COVID by the post office.
Yes, sir.
The line is as long as I've ever seen it. It's out to the road, down Barks Road to the post office, and people are even driving into the drive, waiting in line, going into the post office. So cars are even backed up through there.
If
you want to get tested there, allow yourself some time.
Don't
go out there and think you're going to get right in.
Yeah, I've been out there several times, and there, you know, one car.
Yeah.
That's
not the case today, and just be patient, that's all.
Okay, thank you very much for the information. Have a good day, and I hope you test positive, or negative, I guess the word is.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow, did you hear that? The lines are growing very long at the getting tested out there by the post office. It's right there. I think it's United Health or one of those organizations that's doing that. And you used to have to have a doctor's prescription. I don't know if that's still true there. Now the one that that's going to be on Saturday at the Center Street Community Health Center, you don't have to have a doctor's prescription. But if you're going to go to that one over by the post office, sounds like you better leave some time because you're going to be in line for a while. All right. Well, you are listening to Swap Shop, and one of the things that we do on Swap Shop is we give you information, and that's good to have. Thank you very much. I really appreciate our caller for letting us know that. If you're going out to the to be tested for COVID-19 out there by the post office, give yourself plenty of time because the line has gotten long. All right. This is a quote from General Patton. Wars may be fought with weapons, but they are won with men. It is the spirit of men who follow and of the men who lead that gains the victory. Now I'm going to add an extra word to that. The women are very involved. It's amazing. In my lifetime, coming from, actually in my lifetime, because Truman was the one that required that we desegregate the Army. So in my lifetime, we've gone from only white young men being allowed to fight for their country to now just about anybody. Women, any color, obviously any religion, can now fight for their country. Now, quite frankly, they always did, but they were segregated. We even had Japanese soldiers fighting for America, and were very, very adept at doing that while we were fighting World War II. Okay. I'm not sure. This says this is from author Edward Abbey, but it might be Albee. I know of Edward Albee. I don't know of an Edward Abbey. Anyway, a patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. That's an interesting twist, isn't it? Kind of the basis of militia. Militias were developed a long time ago, back in the 1700s, so that you could the states could actually in my research I found out that most of the militias, virtually all of the militias back in the time of the in the 1700s were basically the National Guard, which we have now a National Guard. So, okay, Patrick Henry said this. Now, he was a founding father, if you recall your history. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Now, the last part of that is very, very famous. But a lot of people don't know the front part of that, and it makes it a lot clearer. Let me read that again to you. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. That was Patrick Henry that said that. And there are a lot of things that we take out of context. One of the ones that I often remember, my father corrected me when I first said it. Money is the root of all evil. And my father told me, you know, that's taken out of context because it actually reads, the love of money is the root of all evil. So, you know, you really need to keep things in context sometimes. Sometimes quotes are okay. Now, here's one from John Adams, President John Adams. I think he was the second president. Is that right? Anyway, he said, by the way, he's kind of a weird dude himself. had slaves. He was an abolitionist, I believe. Anyway, he was just kind of a prickly kind of president. Anyway, he said, the way to secure liberty is to place it in the people's hands. That is, to give them the power at all times to defend it in the legislature and in the courts of justice. Thus, we begin the three branches of government, and I would add there is a fourth non-formal branch of government, and that is a free press. I really believe that that's almost as important as the other. It keeps us honest, doesn't it? All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you want to call in, 9944. If you're planning to head out over to be checked for COVID-19 at that drive-through over by the post office, we've just been informed by a gentleman that the parking lot is filled and there's a long line of cars, so give yourself some time if that's where you're planning to go check. And I understand there's a lot of people that are pretty concerned after our governor's latest statement about how rampant this COVID virus has become. Mark Twain said this: loyalty to country always, loyalty to government when it deserves it. Yeah, interesting statement. Here's another one. I always liked Theodore Roosevelt. I am an American, freeborn and freebred, where I acknowledge no man as my superior except for his own worth, or as my inferior except for his own demerit. Kind of a tough one to understand, but very interesting. I was going to read, let's see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, Ronald Reagan said this. I wanted to make sure I got a strong right-sided gentleman. Ronald Reagan said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free." Yeah, that kind of hits home right now, doesn't it, with everything that's going on here in the United States? Well, I hope that you are healthy, happy, and going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Now, we're not going to be on Thanksgiving. We will be on next week with Fred Malone, who's going to be talking about some of these presidents. Most of the presidents, I think he said today when he called in, most of the presidents that he's going to be talking about were the earlier presidents, not the Bushes, not the Clintons, you know, but the ones that came before that. I'm looking forward to that. Fred is with the Marion Historical Society and knows a lot of stuff about history. He's very active in that society and very knowledgeable. So I always learn a lot when I have him on. He's going to be on next Thursday from 10:15 till noon, and he's going to keep us informed. We will also have Swap Shop again next Thursday, and we'll do a similar thing, but I'm going to try to read you a story, inspiring story about either about Thanksgiving or about politics. It's one or the other. I found two stories that I like. So I may even, because they're a little short, I may even do two or three stories. So we'll see what time allows. And I really appreciate you listening to us. I hope you enjoyed our discussion this morning with James Anderson, our Marion County naturalist, about all sorts of critters. He brought in that stuff from a turkey, which kind of surprised me. I didn't really realize that the beard is feathers. It's not hair. It looks like hair, but the bird is, the beard is made of feathers. And he also brought the tail that spreads out, and kind of like the NBC peacock, only it's the WWGH turkey. We had a good time today. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Don't forget, if you have something that you want to send in so that we can announce it, our address is WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208 here in Marion, Ohio, 1-800-843-3302. And again, one of the things that was sent in to us, Clarendon United Methodist Church on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar Saturday. That's this Saturday, November 14th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's all going to be all sorts of goodies there. Homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets. Oh, my goodness. I used to love those. But they're going to make sure that they follow the COVID recommendations. So make sure you take a mask with you. Make sure you stay 6 feet away from other people. And I hope that you join me next Wednesday and Thursday on at the same time frame. Take care. Be healthy.
You're listening to WWG.